It's called the Hornet's Nest because when I was interviewed after the battle that closes out the movie in which six soldiers were killed, I talk about the fact that immediately we were surrounded and in a nine-day fight for our lives, and that we had landed in the Hornet's Nest, the command and control for the Taliban in northeastern Afghanistan.
You were there with your son, Carlos. How was having that experience with him?
Well, it was great. I mean, the heart and soul of the movie is, it is a father-son movie set in the midst of other father-sons, mothers, and daughters. And because I was a foreign correspondent who was constantly on the road for more than 30 years, I was never home when he grew up. I was gone 300 days a year some years, at the minimum 250. And it's a story about a reconnection with my son, igniting that father-son relationship that was lost all of those years. And ironically, it happened in a battlefield.
Have you ever had any experiences that made you nervous to bring your son with you to something like this?
Well, that was one of the main things in the beginning, because I was going to go do this alone, this project, to embed full-time over the course of 2 years with American soldiers and Marines in Afghanistan. And my son said he wanted to join me, and Carlos was in college and a bit adrift. He just wasn't focused, and he and I had a strained relationship. And he hated the job I had because it took me away from him all those years. When he said he wanted to go, I was excited because I saw the opportunity to reconnect with my son. At the same time, I've seen many, many people die doing this sort of thing. People who are actually fighting the wars and people like me who actually cover them. And I was worried about that. But he was determined to come, regardless of my objections, and I thought and I figured out that I was only a year older than him when I started covering wars back in 1980. And, you know, he didn't really know what he wanted to do beforehand. He was at a great university, George Washington University. He is smart, a fantastic writer, a better writer than me. And, you know, he was barely hanging on in school. He wasn't making grades that were worth anything. And didn't know what he wanted to do, had this attitude that, you know, I don't care.
Tell me some of the things that you have seen that you relive when you think of going to Afghanistan or in any war zones.
I relive that moment when we were surrounded on the mountainside and we had several wounded and people were dying. And no helicopters could get to us because the gunfire was so heavy and the weather was bad, and you knew people were going to die. And bullets were hitting all around me, and I sat there and I thought, I wonder what it's going to feel like when a bullet goes through me. And I've, you know, all these years I've been lucky. I haven't actually been shot. Everything else has happened to me. I've been kidnapped, beat up, deported, arrested, you name it, from countries where I've been trying to cover events. But at that moment, I didn't think I was coming back.
That was the scariest moment for you?
One of them, yeah. No, that, yeah, I would say it was. I mean, I've witnessed a lot of horrific things over the years, going back to 1980, and what mankind will do to mankind in the name of all sorts of things. Religion, money, you name it.
How did you deal with that? Your son was in danger, and you understood the kind of danger that he was in.
Well, I tried to kind of protect him. So we started out slowly. I wasn't going to put him right in the middle of huge firefights in the beginning, things that happened. So we started out slowly, and I was always keeping my eye on him to see where he was and to make sure that he was not in a position where he was exposed. But, you know, he learned a lot from the other soldiers and Marines that he was covering, because they looked after him and they showed him how to survive. I mean, there's certain things you do. You know, you know when a bullet's coming from this direction, you go that direction. A mortar's coming from here, where do you go? An RPG is coming towards you, how do you react? You know, you learn those things. And this, and he will tell you this, had a transformative effect on him. because he saw other people that have given their full measure of devotion, as Lincoln said, to this country, were committed to something, committed to put on the uniform and defend the nation. And it had an effect on him. And now he is one of the best producers at ABC News. He's a staff producer for ABC in New York.
How does that make you feel?
Very proud. You know, we won 2 national Emmys for this story. And the last Emmy was for Best Story of the Year. It's equivalent to Best Picture in the Oscars. And he came up on stage with me, and all the network anchors and presidents and everyone's in this audience in New York City. And I said, you know, my time is really over. It's my son's turn. And that was the proudest moment of my life when I was able to introduce my son and have him accept the Emmy.